It's Coupe Moko Mokai featuring Mellow Dance. Great champions of today, Māori Moko Mokai.
Atahua tana wa tawaiata. Beautiful.
You guys probably know that silky voice. We got Marlon Williams in the studio with us. How you doing?
I'm good. Yeah, I'm good. Scene of the day, but I'm happy. I've had a nice day.
We're so happy and grateful to have you here because Te Whare Te Weka Weka, the album out April 4th. We had a little cheeky listen to it and it's really beautiful. We love it so much. I wanted to start with the art, the album cover art, because it's really beautiful. It's a drawing that your mother did when she was pregnant with you.
Yeah,
that uncannily crazy, looks exactly like you.
I know, he's even got my walk. Yes, I guess, yeah, there was something, I don't know, it would be easy to get very spooky about it, but I think, yeah, she just, it came to her. That's the house she was living in at the time, and she just... She was doing a lot of charcoal drawings at the time, and that's what came out. But I discovered it, or I sort of rediscovered it recently, and I was like, "Hold on."
Yeah, I was gonna.
That's me. It looks like me, and you know, he's got the like pound sterling in his briefcase. I was like, "Oh, I just came home from playing in London."
And you knew it was it. Alongside the album too, you're releasing a documentary with it was directed by Ursula Grace, which is amazing too. Marlon Williams, Na Awe Aroa, beautiful film. I've seen it. Been blessed to see it, and it features your parents quite heavily. What was it like to bring them into that world?
Oh, a bit scary, you know. Yeah. They're both very private people, and that was definitely the, you know, obviously I live a life out in the public eye, but it was a lot to and I'm very grateful to them for taking that step with me, and you know, and sort of giving context to what is obviously a big part of my life and a big part of the journey that went into the making of the record.
Yeah, 100%. One of my favourite parts is when you go back and visit your dad's marae and you get amongst that. Yeah, and you released the video of you playing Awatura, your little cousin doing Morako in the background. I was like, this is so classic, just running around.
Manakia, oh yeah, it's a nice feeling, eh? Very sunny. I love that video because I just love Manakia. Oh, he's just got the skills, and he's just... You know, just going hard behind me.
Yeah, he doesn't. He's like, he doesn't know that this is Marlon Williams behind him.
The cuz is singing. I'm having a tutu. It's great.
It feels so intentional that was the first visual that you released from alongside your music. Was that like a choice that you were like this before the music video, or was that just ready to go?
I think I mean, I feel very blessed to have a lot of quote unquote content to be able to roll out for this campaign. You know, so. Yeah, no, it's there's lots to play with, and it's you know, it's scary having so much, but it's, you know, obviously it's great to have so much to bring out into the world.
Yeah, 100%. Ko te reo Māori, te matapihi ki te ao Māori. Te reo Māori is the window to the world. The whakatauki that guided you on this journey, and I wanted to ask about writing in te reo Māori, because it kind of lends itself naturally to like a melodious type of writing, but also just in terms of, I know you love poetry too, saying less... Or saying more with less words. How did you find that process of writing in te reo Māori?
Well, obviously it's very daunting. I'm still not a proficient reo speaker, but you know, there was no way I was going to get away with it without a lot of help. With Komi, who you would have seen in the doco. Yeah, they're awesome. but I just loved it, you know, and I've had my copy of Ngā Mō Tia Tia of the ancient song collections for a long time, and I've just, you know, learning more about the traditional sort of, you know, classic turns of phrase that you would find in there, like the ironic negative, ka hore he manue, there's not a kakapa i roto rā, there's not a bird quivering inside me, but there, you know, there really is.
Yeah.
I love the use of irony. I love the metaphor, the sort of, you know, the knowing winks that are there when in a culture, and especially in folk music the world over. So it was just, it's, you know, there's a lot more exploring to do, but it's a great thing to be playing around with, you know.
I think te reo Māori is perfect for it, because you're so right, when you're hearing like whai kōrero and you see someone start giggling, you're like, oh, there's something that just...
I just want to get to the point where I can start to know a lot more about what's going on there.
Me too, brother, me too. One of my favourite parts of this is there's like, it feels like there's this intrinsic yearning that's kind of run through all of your music, from Sad But True days to now. But this intrinsic yearning has almost like a subtext to it, where it's a yearning for Te Ao Māori.
Mm,
yeah. Is that something that you imbued into the record?
Yeah, there's definitely there's an inkling there. It's a yearning, a yearning to sort of find some internal reconciliation, for just parts of the world that I see and that I have come up through to make sense to one another, for my family and for me personally. It's definitely just been this guiding element throughout it. I mean, there's all, you know, every record's got a thrust, you know, that's underlying it, that's sort of the gas, you know.
Yeah.
For sure, that one, that's been a big part of this one.
Yeah, that's really beautiful. I know that you've had Awa Tūra since 2019. Mm. Even caught a live version of it on YouTube. Performing it. It's really special.
Mm.
But the timing of this just feels so right.
Crazy climate to be releasing into. But, you know, it was never going to be a completely empty, vacuum and a void in that sense, a political void. So, yeah, I mean, it's just... I think the more you can hear Reo Māori out in the world, and as we just heard that beautiful waiata, I think that's the best thing for it, you know. It's just like finding spots within culture where to normalize Māori experience and of course the reo itself.
Yeah, 100%. And alongside the reo too, I think this is the part that some people might not pick up on, but there's other aspects of Māori music, like the strumming, the feathery strumming that you talked about on the project. And they didn't quite get it, but like, we know what it was.
yes.
I saw that video. I was like, yeah, I know exactly what it is. Yeah. But even like the choirs, the choral aspects of it, and you've got like manu in the background of some of these songs too. Like, did you want to imbue those kind of typical Māori, I guess, sonic devices into this album too, to blend it?
Yeah, you know, I was... It's an interesting one of wanting, you know, obviously my band, the Arabenders, who are certainly not a product of Te Ao Māori. You know, they're Pākehā and one of them's Australian, and so, you know, there was that element there, but it's all about blending colours, you know, and not without reason, you know. I wanted the manua there on the manu song and the strum obviously is a big one. That was one that I started playing with on my last record a lot, and I just now I can't stop. You're gonna find me
and everything.
You're gonna find me as a 90-year-old man. It's like, all right, Matua, time to put it down.
That's so crack up. My favorite one was the four count, the classic like tahi.
Yeah.
Yes. I was like, oh yeah, he's deep in his bag
deep
now.
Deep in the cuppa. Yeah.
He's deep in his bag now. Oh, it's so beautiful. It's interesting though, because you come from like a folk country tradition, and some people might think that that's so far from Te Ao Māori, but we've got a deep tradition with that.
Exactly.
Like, I know you're a fan of, you know, Pixie Williams, Anahato.
I know
you're a fan.
I've got all those 33s. I've got them on. A good friend of mine wonderfully gave me some original pressings of those from 1927 or so, sometime around there.
Recorded in Aussie too,
in Sydney.
That's
crazy. They're the first commercial Māori recordings, you know.
That's amazing.
As you say, there's country music, you know, it's, you know, the people talk about the guitar being a big part of being sucked into Te Ao Māori and taken up with a greater plume. But I started off with the violin. The violin was the first, according to what I know, the first sort of the original guitar.
Yeah.
And then eventually the guitar came into it. But I think folk music, there are universal truths to folk music, and I think it's not a coincidence that you see country and folk and that things in that world just come up in indigenous cultures all over the world, you know. That's it. You know, and then all the way through to, you know, to Eddie Lowe and, you know, to the great Eddie Lowe. So it's just, yeah, I think there's so many universalities to music that maybe don't always get acknowledged or appreciated.
Yeah, 100%. I think it's special that you're taking that tradition too and using a global platform like you have to push it to the world. Like I went on, I don't know if you know this, there's a Marlon Williams subreddit.
Oh, really?
Deep, you're deep in the internet. And it was like, it's been blowing up with this album rollout and like seeing people be like, I wonder what this is about. I can't find the translation. Really. But people from all over the world and they're talking about Te Reo Māori album.
Yeah.
Does it feel special to bring that to the world?
For sure. You know, I've played a few of these songs now overseas, like Awa Tura, as you said, it's been around a while. And I love it. I just love seeing how it feels to like ring out a Coliseum in Italy, you know, with Te Reo Māori. It's and it just makes me think, you know, there's this, I forget who the author was, there's this great book, it's part of those little new white series of like a lot of kaupapa Māori books, but it's called Haerenga, and it's like early Māori adventures into the world, you know, and it's because we always talk about what the impact of the world on Māori was, but we seldom like get time or space to think about what, you know, when the first Māori went to London in like the late 18th century, and you know, there's these great accounts of and then just sort of laughing at and just like finding it delightful just to be like, oh, they see like a horse-drawn cart, and they're like, they got houses carried by horses. they saw someone with a wooden leg. I think it was who saw someone with a wooden leg walking down the street in London, and just lost it. Just like, like what?
They were funny, bro. Like,
but it makes me think of, you know, when I'm like performing these songs, and I was like, yeah, like we got to think about, the Māori view of the world is, and think about not Te Ao Māori as this, but also this, you know, because it's everything, it's whatever, and it's growing, you know. It's like the more Māori go overseas, the more the world becomes Te Ao Māori.
So true. And I just want to talk about the encompassing of other people in that too, because it feels like friendship's such a big part of this album and the album process. Spoke about Komi and their influence. They're amazing, like crazy. But also the Yarra Benders and Lord too. What was it like to lean on your friends for this and be like, come and join this and be a part of what I'm doing?
Oh, it's emotional. It's like, it's really nice to, you know, for various people to come from various parts of culture and from various, you know, various musical worlds. But just sort of, I don't know, see enough in what I'm doing to you know, put their shoulder to that wheel. You know, yeah, like working with Ella is just always a treat for my brain and my, just, she's just, yeah, the way she approaches melody, the way she looks at the just so way of singing a line, you know, she just finds it's pop, you know, she's just got that sensibility to be like, just like that. You know, and I love it. Yeah, it's such a inspiring and exciting presence to be around.
It feels like such an allegory for how we can have a partnership and, you know, do things together and produce good things and led by you, Māori person, which is really beautiful. I just want to talk about that duet though. Kohore Manu'e is a duet with Lord. And the last line particularly strikes me. Kia ripeka haere mai. Who's ripeka to you?
Ripeka is... My dearly departed Nan. She's a beautiful, she was a beautiful woman who, for much of my childhood she grew up in Torere, up by Opotiki there, and then raised all her kids in Gisborne. And she was a woman of faith. She belonged to the, Seventh-day Adventist Church, and very, very strongly woman of faith, but for the much of my childhood she just cruised up and down the country in a house bus,
the classic,
called Freedom. And her and Papa Rod, her partner, and when I was a kid we used to sing a lot of gospel songs whenever we were together. Once she found out that I was interested in singing, I remember her voice now, and it just still, I don't know, brings me to a really safe place where I belong in Te Ao Māori, but also in my own family. And it, so that line is, there's a lot going on in that song. There's a lot of, you know, it's sort of about distance and the difficulties of maintaining relationships and friendships over time and space, but including that one. But, you know, just this, it's that last line is a plea to come back to her, you know, and because she's always, especially, you know what it is in Te Ao Māori, it's your tipuna, you know, right in front of you.
Yeah,
so,
100%.
Yeah, so that's what that's about.
What do you think she'd say if she got to see what you're doing now?
She'd probably tell me to have a feed.
You need to eat something.
Yeah.
You need to eat something, boy.
Yeah. Probably, but no, I think she just loved music, so yeah, I think she'd be super into it.
Yeah. When you made the album, and I'm always intrigued by this, and if artists think about this, how did you picture, I've got it in my hands, physical copy, maybe online, it's the first listen, first time I've ever listened to it, how should I listen to it? What should be in the environment?
Oh, I have no idea, honestly. It's, I've been blindsided by so many different albums in so many different contexts.
That's so true.
In ways that I never, sometimes you're just driving home and you're in the car and you just like try, Spotify recommends or whatever, or so-and-so sends you an album and you're just broken, you know?
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Just because you, for whatever reason, it hits you at the right time, the light's playing in a certain way on the hills, you know? There's something about the romance of a car stereo you know, but then sometimes I've like overheard kids listening to something on their phones on a bus and I'm like, what's that?
Yeah
and there's a real strong imprint, you know, of that phone sound, but there's still a way in, you know.
Yeah.
I reckon there's a lot of different ways into it.
Yeah, 100%. And you're releasing it on vinyl. Is there going to be a CD too?
Yeah,
because I know people love physical, and alongside this they can actually hear you in person, which is great. You're going on tour.
I'll be out on the road.
Yeah, and tickets go on sale tomorrow.
Alright, yeah.
And they can head to your website to go purchase those tickets, which I very much recommend.
MarlonWilliams.co.nz.
MarlonWilliams.co.nz. I love how you know that, because I wrote it down just in case. I was like, just in case, because I'm like,
it's a tricky one.
Yeah, it's a tricky one. When does the film get released to? When May? First of
May the 1st, yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
And that's a film you have to see that. That's truly beautiful. And it puts the album in context too. I think it's great that you're releasing the album and then releasing the film so people can see.
Fill in some of the blanks.
Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate you.
Oh, kia ora kōrua. Thank you very much.
We're going to listen to one of your tracks right now. This is Awa Atura. That was Marlon Williams live in the BFM studio. Te moana kaore kau e matangi kaore he ahane titiro mai